And they have a lot in common. You see, darkness hides, but light reveals. Darkness blinds, but light lets you see. Darkness is fear, but light is peace. Darkness is Satan's, but light is of God. And light always wins. In the physical realm and in the spiritual realm, light always wins.
Thank you for listening to the Calhoun Baptist Church podcast with Pastor Mark Abney. Brother Mark preached from John chapter 8, verse 12, in his sermon titled, Jesus, Light of the World. And now, Brother Mark.
Here's your word. I pray this morning that your word would do a work in their heart. Lord, I pray that as we see your light, that you would bring us to the place where all we can do, Lord, is let that light shine. Where all we can do is tell others about the light and how great it is in our life. And Lord, if we've never had the light, Lord, where all we can do is find the light and accept it. Lord, I thank you that your word never returns void, that it always does work. And Lord, we're looking forward to the work that it's about to do this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. And the church said, amen. Well, if you was with us on candlelight service, we did a little Christmas gift from God, which was Jesus. And Jesus brought us a gift. And in that gift, we said there was lots of gifts that Jesus brought us. And one was the gift of love. Another one was the gift of hope. Another one was the gift of joy. And another one was the gift of peace. And the final gift that we wanted to talk about was this gift of light. And Jesus brought light into the world. And Jesus said, as we read in that verse, that I am the light of the world. It was early in the morning as this scripture takes place, and Jesus was in the temple teaching the people. The scribes and the Pharisees had gathered in the temple, and they was trying to catch Jesus, to get him to make a mistake, to get him to say something that wasn't biblical. They kept trying to catch Jesus in a trap. And so in this instance, they bring this woman who was caught in adultery into the temple and say, Jesus, what are you going to do with her? And Jesus says, you who are without sin, start throwing rocks. And they dropped all their rocks and walked away. And Jesus looked at the woman and said, where are your accusers? And she said, they've all left. And he said, so go and sin no more. Quit committing adultery. And she left. And Jesus turned to the righteous that was standing there in awe of what he did. And he said to them again, he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In this world, there is light and there's darkness. And God made the light in the beginning, and he separated the two. He said the light would be separate from the darkness, and he divided them, and he called one day, and he called one night. And that's the physical light. And we find that in Genesis 1:4. In the beginning, God, he created the heavens and the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and he said, the light is good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And from that time forward, darkness and light have always been separate. And from that time forward, there has always been light. There are several things that don't mix in this world. And we off the top of our head, we could think of a few, like oil and water. It just don't mix, does it? And Truman Lake and your cell phone, that don't work. Making toast in a bathtub, that's probably not a good idea. You know, getting electricity around water. The Chiefs and the Raiders, that just don't mix very well. The clowns in your closet, That's probably not a good place to put clowns in your closet. President Trump and liberals. That's like oil and water. Don't your toe and the leg of the bed at night. That's not a good thing. And darkness and light, they don't mix. Now there's physical light and there's spiritual light. There's physical darkness and there's spiritual darkness, but they have a lot in common, and God created both of them. Okay? The spiritual light and the physical light, the spiritual darkness and the physical darkness, and they have a lot in common. You see, darkness hides, but light reveals. Darkness blinds, but light lets you see. Darkness is fear, but light is peace. Darkness is Satan's, but light is of God. And light always wins. In the physical realm and in the spiritual realm, light always wins. Okay? And Jeff and I was talking this morning about a fellow we know, and he has darkness in him, and he's wanting to get rid of the darkness. And I told him, you need to have the light of Jesus. And if you have the light of Jesus, you can't have any darkness. Because the light penetrates and casts out all darkness. It dispels darkness. Have you ever went into a room and turned on a light and it was still dark? The light didn't come on then, right? Because light always overcomes darkness. And if you have the light of the world in you, you will have no darkness in you. Okay? So the darkness cannot stay in the light. So you cannot have an evil spirit living in you at the same time that Jesus lives in you. The two don't mix. It's like oil and water. One will overcome the other, and light always wins, right? I just said that. Light always wins. Ecclesiastes 2:13, the smartest man that ever lived, Solomon, he says, I saw that wisdom is better than folly, and light is better than darkness. Light is better than darkness. In the beginning, God created the light, and He separated it from the darkness. And in the beginning was Jesus, the spiritual light, and the light of the world. And God separated Himself and Jesus and the Holy Spirit from darkness. You see, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all holy, and they don't allow any darkness in their presence. And so for you and I to come into the presence of God, we must have the light. And if we don't have the light, we can't come into the presence of God. We have to have the light of Jesus in us. And that makes us holy. That makes us light. And when we're children of light, we can come into God's presence. Apart from that, we are not of God. We are not children of God. And we have darkness in us. And God does not allow us in His presence. There's only one prayer of a person who is dark that God will hear, and that's the prayer to ask Jesus for light. And that's the prayer of the sinner, and He always hears that prayer. Jesus said that if we follow Him, we will not walk in darkness, but we will walk in light, which means that if we don't follow Him, we are walking in darkness. So where is that darkness? It is in the world. It is in the hearts of men. It is in a place called hell. Jesus, the light of the world, did not remove all darkness from the world, but His light did bring light into a dark world. Matthew 4:16 said, "The people who were living in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, light has dawned." So what did Jesus, the light of the world, do in our world? What did He do? Well, Jesus is the only light that is in our world. Now, there is physical light and there is spiritual light, and Jesus is the only spiritual light that is in our world. If there's going to be a light in this world, it will be Jesus. John 1:1-5 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things that was created by Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend the light." You see, light always wins, amen? Let's hear you say it. Light always wins, okay? In this world, you have two choices. You can choose Jesus and have light, or you can reject Jesus and live in darkness forever. There's no third alternative. There is no other light in the world but Jesus. You see, heaven and truth and life are all synonymous with light. And hell and deception and death are all synonymous with darkness. John 12:35-36, then Jesus told them, You are going to have the light just a little while longer. While you have the light, you need to walk in the light before the darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they're going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of the light. The day of salvation, the day to get the light, is today. You don't have to wait until you're good enough to get the light. You don't have to wait for someone else to come along and give you the light. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus said, "Whosoever shall call upon my name shall be saved." You get the light when you ask Jesus to come into your heart. You get all the light you're ever going to get. And you will become a child of the light. And you become a child of God. And you don't need anything else. Amen? Jesus plus nothing else is all you need, because He is the light of the world. John 1:5 says, "This is the message that we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light. In Him is no darkness at all." God the Father, Jesus the Holy Spirit, the Godhead three, the Trinity, they are all light. Before Jesus came into our world, God appeared to man and brought the light to our world through various means. He appeared in a burning bush. He spoke through a donkey. He appeared in various means. And Moses seen his backside, and he said it was, and when he come down, he was glowing. So many ways that God appeared, and people saw the light. When Jesus came into our world, He brought the light with Him. And he said, "I am the light of the world." And He shared that light with everybody He came in contact with and told them about the light. But when Jesus departed from our world, He sent us the Holy Spirit, who brings light into our hearts and illuminates us from the inside out. And then He expects us to take that light and go and share it in the darkness. Jesus said in John 14:6, He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." And so Jesus is the only way that you can get the light. Secondly, Jesus' light is what the world needs. Every person needs Jesus as their Savior. Philippians 2:15 says, "So that you will prove yourself to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world." So when you have Jesus in your heart, you're a little light running around in the world of darkness. And so you're a little light of Christ. You're a Christian, which means little Christ. Because you have Christ in you, and you have this light. And all good efforts of men are still darkness to God unless you have the light in you. If you have the light in you, then what you do for Jesus is recorded. What you do for Jesus is of the light. Anything that you do before you know Jesus is not of light. It's of darkness. And so 1 John 1:6 says, "If we claim we have fellowship with Him, yet we walk in darkness, we lie. We do not live the truth. But if we walk in light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." The Bible says our righteous works are like filthy rags to God. Without Jesus, you're still in your sins. Without Jesus, you're still walking in darkness. We are born into darkness, and it's our natural state as men. And we are born into this sin, this darkness, and until we come to the light of the world and ask Him to give us light, we stay in darkness for eternity. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you into His wondrous light." He called you into His light. Thirdly, Jesus' light was created for this world. 2 Corinthians 4:6, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." You see, Jesus Christ was made to bring light into the world. And Jesus Christ brought that light to the world when He came at Christmas time and He died for our sins. And that light is the light that Jesus brought into the world that we might have the light of God in us through the Holy Spirit. This is not a foreign light. This light is owned by the Creator of the universe. And when Jesus came as light into our world, He illuminated all sin as dark and evil and ugly, and He made everything good in the world to shine with its full and true beauty. Luke 11:34 and 35 says, "Your eye is a lamp to your body, and when your eyes are healthy, your body is full of light. But when they're unhealthy, your body is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness." The good in our world was made to be illuminated by the light of Christ. And the light of the world, Jesus, is native to our world. Psalms 18:28, "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." And James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning." Fourthly, Jesus' light is meant to be shared in our world. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What makes our light shine brightly? Our outward, observable walk with God. Jesus brings light to the very darkest corners and closets in our world through us. Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." When we receive the light of the world in our hearts, we are not to hoard that light, but we are to share that light with those living in the darkness. The greatest gift in all the world is the light of life, and we should desire for all the world to possess it. Light affects everything. It brings truth to every situation. And you and I are called to bring that light and shine it in our world. Psalms 119:105, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Fifthly, Jesus' light means that one day the world will be filled with His light, and all darkness and all the works of darkness and all the sons of darkness will be cast out. That's why Jesus called hell outer darkness in Matthew 8:12, 22, 13, and 25, 30. In that day, all will be light. Jesus, the radiance of the Father, will fill the world, and everything will be beautiful in the light of Christ. Revelations 21, 23, "The city does not need a sun or a moon to shine on it, for God gives it light, and the Lamb is its light." One day soon, the church will be raptured out of this old world. Then the tribulation will begin, and Satan and all his demons and all unbelievers will be cast into outer darkness, and there will be a new world. And in that new world, there'll be no darkness, there'll be no nighttime. All will be light, and there will be no more evil or sin in that world. In Revelations 21, we see that explained to us. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no more sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and he will, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things will be passed away. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever walks with me walks in light. Whoever rejects Jesus walks in darkness. There are two places that people spend eternity. One place is light, one place is dark. One place is heaven, one place is hell. One place is when you choose the light, you go to heaven. One place is when you reject the light, you go to hell. And that's where you'll spend eternity, in one of them two places. And the choice is yours, because Jesus elected you to go to heaven when he died on the cross. He died for everybody. He died for all people's sins. And he's asking you, he's waiting on you to ask him to put the light in you. And he says that whosoever would believe in him, he would come in and live within them, and he would sup with you and you with him. He would have fellowship with you, and he would live inside you. So Jesus is waiting on you to call upon him. Those of us who have been saved, we have the light in us. Amen? But sometimes we snuff that light out a little bit. We just need to open up the lid and let that light shine out, right? So that all people will see the light of God in us. And they will ask, what is that light? And we can say, let me tell you about Jesus and how great he is to me. Would you pray with me, Father God? Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for the light that you've placed in us. Lord, I pray if there's one person that has heard this word today that doesn't know you, that today they would ask you to put your light in them, the light of the world. Lord, to get that light, we just pray these simple words. We say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I have sin in my heart, and I want you to come in and forgive me of my sins, because I believe you died for them. And I believe you're God's only Son, and that God raised you from the dead, and you defeated death and hell and darkness. And I want the light, and I want to live in the light. And I want you to come in and have control of my life. And Lord, take me to live in the light forever. And if you pray that prayer from your heart, God will come in. And His Holy Spirit will live in you, and you will have the light of the world in you. If you reject Jesus, and if you reject the light, you choose to spend eternity in darkness, in a place called hell. Please don't reject Jesus and the light. As believers, Lord, I pray this morning that if we've hidden your light in us, if we've went to places where we've caused it not to shine because we were embarrassed, Lord, I pray that you forgive us. And Lord, I pray that you work inside of us to allow that light to shine out. And Lord, that we can't contain it. And Lord, that we can't suppress it. That Lord, it would shine out in such a way that people would see it no matter where we go. Lord, mark us in this world as one of yours. And don't let us hide that light, Lord. For the world needs to see the light. Lord, as the world gets darker, the more we need to let that light shine. So, Lord, I pray you'd have your will and your way during this invitation time. And allow your Holy Spirit to draw people to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's podcast. Our prayer is that if you are touched by this message, that you will respond with action. If you would like to accept Christ as your Lord, we'd ask you pray the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I do not deserve eternal life. but I believe you died and rose from the grave to make me a new creation and to prepare me to dwell in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life, take control of my life, forgive my sins, and save me. I am now placing my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. If you prayed this prayer with us today, then you know that you are truly saved. We'd love to hear from you so that we might connect in a meaningful way, encouraging you to be active in the local church and share the same saving message of Jesus Christ. Please feel free to email our pastor, visit our church, or find a Bible-believing local congregation near you. However you respond, please let us know.